This is an ABC podcast.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type
artificial earth
into one
in
of
the world. The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped.
Most of us have heard of DNA. We have a vague idea that it could be used in working out family trees, in forensic testing to find the bad dudes, and perhaps even your risk of inheriting cancer and other diseases. But only recently has our knowledge advanced to the stage where DNA can be used almost as a regular tool in emergency medicine. First, some background. DNA is a very long molecule in most of the cells of our body. Imagine a ladder twisted around itself into a spiral shape. If you uncurled and stretched out the ladder fully, it'd be about 2 or 3 meters long and with 3 billion rungs. One of the great discoveries of the 20th century was that each group of three rungs formed a code, and that this code could tell biological machinery inside a cell to make an amino acid. If you put enough amino acids together, you get a protein. And if you put enough proteins together, you get a human being. So in one sense, DNA is a blueprint for building a living creature. The Human Genome Project was an international scientific project set up to map every single rung on our biological ladder of life, our DNA. In the year 2000, the US President Bill Clinton and the British Prime Minister Tony Blair announced that a rough draft of the human DNA had been completed. But it took until 2006 before the DNA sequence of the last human chromosome was published. This sequence is now freely available on the internet to all researchers. And the DNA samples themselves, they came from a handful of people. So the final human DNA map is actually a mosaic of all of them, not just one single person. Very quickly, this DNA map was used everywhere. Forensic testing, molecular medicine, virology, biofuels, agriculture and animal husbandry, anthropology, evolution, and even in some cosmetic products. But the full and complete DNA mapping of an individual person was still expensive and slow. Only recently did DNA sequencing become cheap enough and fast enough to be used in emergency medicine. The cost of mapping someone's entire DNA has now dropped from $3 billion to just under $10,000, while the time has dropped from a decade and a half to a few days. And if you push really hard, less than a day. Specifically, this DNA mapping technology has been used to diagnose, and in some cases treat, desperately ill infants suffering from rare genetic inherited conditions. We currently know of several thousand genetic conditions which can make you crook, such as Angelman syndrome or Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. Sometimes the diagnosis is fairly straightforward, but often it can be very tricky. It can be especially difficult if it's a very rare genetic condition and if the child is only a few months old and very sick in an intensive care unit. The child might have difficulty in the basics, such as breathing, pumping blood around their body, and keeping their acid-base level correct, and this would make diagnosis more difficult again. But recently, two teams were able to map the entire DNA of very sick kids in intensive care with unknown illnesses. And in some cases, use this information to help treat them. Altogether, some 60 kids had their entire DNA mapped. Now, this is still early days, so the teams were able to get useful diagnoses in only about half of the children. These diagnoses included a hormone disorder, a rare mutation that always leads to recurrent kidney cancers, and vascular Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which weakens internal tissues, in this kid, causing a ruptured spleen. sometimes the doctors could not get a diagnosis, because we still don't know the genetic causes of all genetic disease. And it's trickier still, because a genetic disease can be very severe in one person, yet mild in another. And we don't know why. Overall, about 10% of the kids were able to get treatments that improved their health. And the genetic testing, even though it was expensive, in many cases led to the overall cost being cheaper, simply because neonatal intensive care is incredibly pricey, and they were able to get the kids out sooner. With these advances, we're getting closer to the day when genetic testing can be done cheaply and on the spot when you visit your GP. And from there, who knows? But it is clear that we'll keep on climbing the rungs of knowledge on the ladder of life. After all, scientific curiosity is in our DNA.
Created by the great
of the new world.
What does it mean? Why is it so?